Two Latino gang members pled guilty today to federal hate crime charges. Jeffrey Aguilar and Efren Marquez are charged with murdering a black teenager in Compton on New Year's Eve. Prosecutors say the two men chased the victim to his girlfriend's house, where the showdown ended with Aguilar and Marquez beating the victim to death and threatening another at gunpoint. The trial documents yet another race-related crime in Compton where tensions between Latinos and blacks run high. Newly elected Compton Mayor Asia Brown believes the trend can be reversed. Mayor Brown has been getting some high-profile media attention lately in her attempts to turn Compton around. Today, she spoke with students at USC's Price School of Public Policy. As Matthew Tinoco reports, the mayor offered words of advice to future civic-minded leaders.
Compton's first female mayor, Asia Brown, is on fire. Since winning the Compton mayoral race in early June, Brown has been profiled by numerous media outlets around the country, even Vogue magazine. All of these profiles point to one undeniable fact. Asia Brown is something different. She's a super accomplished 31-year-old woman standing out among the older men that make up most of Compton City Hall.
I had no intention of running for office until I worked there for a couple of years, and I said, you know, it doesn't matter how many great programs you do at the staff level, you really need a change in leadership.
Brown is a planner. She earned both undergraduate and master's degrees in urban planning and economic development from USC while on full scholarship. After graduating, she worked on development around Southern California, including a high-profile position on the Pasadena Planning Commission. Now she's turned her attention to Compton, a city trying very hard to rid its image of a gangster's paradise.
Our goal is to be able to really put a new face, a new voice of Compton, of just being, you know, a normal community of, you know, people that are upstanding citizens. We have great people that come out of Compton and not just in the entertainment industry. And so we're really highlighting those particular people and really bringing them back for positive initiatives.
Brown comes to the city with high hopes for Compton's future. She's charging headfirst into her new, technically part-time position. In her short time since becoming mayor in June, Brown has received tremendous amount of support both inside and outside the community. Working with nonprofits, Brown is spearheading the creation of programs like We Run Compton, a partnership between the city and Nike to promote healthy living, and Project Restoration, an organization seeking to help ex-prisoners reintegrate into society after being released. This isn't to say that Brown won't be met with challenges like violence, corruption, and racial tension. Compton is 60% Latino and 40% Black, but Brown doesn't see her city as one divided by race.
We don't have a lot of racial tension that people would think that we would have. We all live in the same city. We want the same things. We're concerned about the same issues. We want good education. We want healthy food. We want safe streets. We want, you know, trim trees and paved streets. And so we all want the same things.
Brown is confident in her ability to help Compton turn into a dynamic city. And if the outpouring of community support in her favor is any indication, it's an indication that the people of Compton agree with her. Matthew Tinoco, Annenberg Radio News.